Tribes, Chapter 3. He got home to find his mother and father practicing their line dancing in the living room. Line dancing was their hobby. No, it was their passion. A passion for line dancing? No wonder they embarrassed him. Their whole characters changed when they became line dancers. No more were they mum and dad. He became El Diablo, and his mother turned into Honey Sue. Embarrassing or what? Had a nice time, dear? Honey Sue asked him breathlessly. She would have to lose some weight if she planned to keep this up, Kevin thought. He didn't tell her that, of course. Honey Sue would be liable to take off her 10-gallon hat and bash him with it. Instead, he almost said to her, "Oh yes, had a whale of time. Been chased by one gang of psychopaths and saved by another. Just another ordinary day in the life of Kevin Davidson." His father noticed Kevin was out of breath. "You didn't have to run home, son." He too was wearing a 10-gallon hat and his cowboy boots. Added to his beer bottle glasses, it all made him look slightly ridiculous. El Diablo, indeed. "It's not as if you're late." "Kevin's never late," Honey Sue said with a tender smile. "We never have to worry about our Kevin." They didn't wait for him to tell them that then maybe tonight they should worry. There was an intricate step they were trying to master, and they turned all their attention on that. The one in the family they did worry about was in the kitchen when Kevin went in there, his sister, Glory. She was bending across the ironing board with her hair spread all over it. "What on earth are you doing, Glory?" "I'm ironing my hair," she said, as if it was the most natural thing in the world. Glory had a mane of long curly hair and she hated it. "It makes it straight, it really does." With that, she stood up, took one long strand and held it out for Kevin to inspect. "Straight as a die," she said proudly. Then she let it go and it spiralled into a curl once again. Glory's face fell. "It's not supposed to do that," she said. Kevin's eyes followed the flex of the iron. It might have worked if he'd plugged it in. Glory was only a year younger than Kevin and was always getting herself into bother about something or other. Not deliberately. There was nothing bad about Glory, but she was so naive that she walked into things anyone with any sense at all steered well clear of. Only recently, she had wandered into Woolworths with a crowd from school who were known to indulge in a bit of shoplifting. Glory was the only one who didn't run fast enough when they were spotted. In fact, she didn't run at all. They all dumped what they had lifted on Glory as they raced past her, and Glory had calmly walked up to the store detective and handed it back. Trouble was, she trusted people. She liked them. Not like Kevin. It took a lot before Kevin put his trust in anyone except himself. Yet there were times when Glory was so sharp she could have cut hair. Now was one of those times. "So what were you running away from, Kev?" He pushed shut the door of the kitchen on yet another doleful country and western dirge. "A gang called the Rebels," he told her. "The Rebels," Glory repeated thoughtfully. "I've heard of them. The Rebels rule." She emblazoned an imaginary slogan in the air. "You see it all over the place." "Well, they didn't rule today." Kevin began making himself a cheese sandwich. This getting chased certainly gave you an appetite. Today they were outmanoeuvred by the tribe. "The tribe?" Glory sounded impressed. "You've met the tribe?" "They like to think they saved me," he said. "The tribe saved you?" She was even more impressed. "Wow, are they letting you join them?" "No, I am not joining them." He bit into his sandwich. "I don't join gangs. Certainly not one called the tribe." "But they're the best," Glory assured him. "Everyone says so." For a moment, Kevin thought about that. He had been saved by the best. He remembered Salam and his dark green eyes. Yes, he would only have the best in his gang. The image shimmered and was gone. "I don't care if they've just won a Duke of Edinburgh award. I don't intend joining any gang." "Okay, don't get your wife fronts in a twist," Glory said. "They probably wouldn't have a nerd like you anyway." He was almost insulted. Just then his dad appeared in the kitchen. "What's all this about joining a gang?" he asked, eyeing Kevin's sandwich hungrily. "Any more cheese?" "I'm not joining any gang. Do you think I'm daft?" "But if you did join a gang, it would have to be the tribe," Glory said. Did she never listen? Of course she never did. "That's the one thing I want both of you to avoid, the gangs around here." His dad spluttered bread and cheese over both of them. "And Kevin will. He's far too sensible to want to be one of a crowd. He's unique. To thine own self be true. Kevin, isn't that right?" His dad looked at him fondly. He was always coming out with these sayings like, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, or expect the best and only the best will come to you, always aiming them at Kevin, convinced they would never work on Glory. He looked at her now. And I don't want you joining any gangs either. Glory looked at him blankly. The only gang I'd want to join is the tribe, and they don't let girls in. Who'd have her anyway? Kevin laughed, except as a mascot. Later, as Kevin was going to bed, his dad spoke to him again more seriously. I worry about Glory, he said. She's so innocent. She's stupid, Kevin corrected him. She's naive, Kevin, his dad insisted. Easily led. You'll let me know if she seems to be drawn to any of these gangs. Like the tribe, he said, remembering her awe when she spoke about them. Yes, Glory was just the type to be sucked into a gang. I'll keep my eye on her, Dad. His dad smiled. Good lad. I never have any worries with you. I want you to know how much your mum and I appreciate that. Kevin went to bed that night feeling good. He liked making his parents happy. He wasn't a rebel like some of his friends. He wasn't into confrontation. Life was too short for that. Life was to be enjoyed with as little hassle as possible. His sister was the only blot on his horizon. Dumb wasn't the word for her. She thought the tribe was the best. So what? That didn't impress him, even if the graffiti all around the town proclaimed their superiority. Yes, now he remembered seeing it everywhere. The tribe are triumphant. Tribe are tops. And in that second, just as he was drifting off to sleep, he remembered where he'd seen the name Salam, and that memory made him sit up wide awake once more. He could see it now, a metre high, in black paint on the side of the old derelict shops. Salam is evil.